Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Time now for James and Drellick on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
It comes out of my mouth. I'm not going to be able to control myself because I'm barely able to right now.
I'm going to try to keep my composure.
A few moments later.
His very first move as the executive was to sign Lamar Odom, who was on crack.
Phil or Lamar?
I don't mean to be. Listen, I love Lamar Odom.
Stephen A. Smith on Phil Jackson's tenure with the Knicks. Yeah, that is true. He was on crack. He might still be. Who knows? I know it didn't end well for him. Anybody who dates a Kardashian sister, it's, you know, and not to get into that, but when you hear about all these athletes that end up dating the Kardashian sisters, and you hear about, what's the guy's name? Oh, Tristan Thompson. That he cheat? Of course, he's a professional athlete. What'd you think? Do you think that once they got married that they're going to be loyal?
Oh, Kanye seems like he's doing very well for himself.
All right. Fair enough.
Did you introduce all of Western Massachusetts to Kanye, too?
I did
that
not.
A little after your time?
It was after. I did not.
College Dropout's a hell of an album. We got 1 hour left. Let's just do music.
Yeah, we could do that.
To break down whether the Killers are really the best present current American band.
Mm-hmm. You know, I'm a creative genius, and there's no other way to word it.
That's true.
They
say that about me as well.
Yes, at times. At times they do. 617-779-7937. The Bruins tonight, big game. And here's one of the things I wanted to get into was that call the other night on the netting where the puck went up. Panarin could actually get it because it didn't touch him first when it came down. And how that call screwed. Do we have the call by Mike Milbury on that, Eamon, at all?
I'm efforting.
Okay. So that, to me, epitomizes why replay doesn't work in sports for the most part. You go to that.
Yeah, that's a straw man, dude. Go ahead. Lay it out for
me. You go to NFC Championship game, the call on Nickell Roby-Coleman. The non-call on Nickell Roby-Coleman.
Right, so there was no replay, so there should have been replay.
When you have replay, you still don't get it right?
Yeah, but that doesn't mean... Okay, so just because the system isn't perfect doesn't mean you should get rid of the system. Are you saying we should just get rid of replay?
No, I'm saying that if you're going to have replay, get it right. They didn't get it right the other night. I'm just saying... Now, the call didn't cost the Bruins, thankfully, because Tuukka was amazing. And, you know, the Bruins, with the backs against the wall, they did what they did in Game 6 in Toronto. And they did what they did last year. To get it to Game 7, and they won Game 7 last year against Toronto and this year. But that could have cost the team the game and essentially the series. To beat Bobrovsky 3 straight games is a daunting and monumental task they probably wouldn't have been able to achieve. Why can't you get that call right? Why can't Toronto say, hey, they said no because in some collective bargaining agreement, that they didn't want it to be interfered when it comes to the netting? I'm like, what are you talking about? Well, like, so you're going to do everything you can, and then in a playoff game, like, that could have cost the Bees that game, and they would have gotten it wrong. It could have cost them if it wasn't for the fact that Marchand and Bergeron decided to show up that night.
They just need to fix the rule in the offseason. You know, the NFL, to its credit, saw what happened in the NFC. I mean, everybody saw it.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody saw that the way the rules failed there. So what the NHL has to do now, I mean, you could even make a change in the middle of the playoffs. The chances of another goal why not? Why couldn't you? If everyone is in agreement that the rule needs to be updated and you're in the middle of your playoffs, the Stanley Cup playoffs, do it now. Why even wait till the winter, to the offseason? Get it done right now. Fix the system.
That's not how things are done. Number
Maybe
one.
Maybe they should be.
Well, but fair enough, but they're not. I mean, they're not done that way.
You think they'll fix it in the winter?
Yeah.
In the offseason?
In the offseason, I will. The thing about the NFL, Martellus Bennett actually, he did this little public speaking thing that we had to go to a couple weeks ago. And it was fun. I mean, he speaks his mind, and I like him for that. One of the things he did say, which was a total lie, he said that him and his brother grew up in the hood. He said they grew up in the hood. No, and the reason why I bring that up, he talks about the NFL being reactive, not proactive. So,
well, that's every business.
Yes, right. That's what I'm saying. Like,
I don't know whether I'm not questioning the street credibility. The authenticity of Martellus Bennett.
Jason Whitlock did. That's what I'm saying. Jason Whitlock came out with a soundbite, and Eamon, I know that's got to be somewhere in the system. I know John Anderson pulled it up where he basically said that they did not grow up in what they paint to believe, which is this hard.
And, Jason Whitlock's never said anything that could be considered off the mark.
I'm just going by what Whitlock says. Whitlock said no, they did not. And in it, but what I'm saying is that he said that the NFL is reactive, not proactive. That's every sport. The problem with the NHL is that was an embarrassment. That was a fail on the league the other night. That could have and might have cost the Bruins the game. And Milbury said it right away, like, tough luck. You know, he's like, it's a tough call for Boston on this one. And it's a shameful that in a playoff scenario, if that was game 7 in overtime.
I think, for one, it would be unbelievable if a obscure rule were to impact a New England sports team in the playoffs. I think that would be, I would lose my mind.
Anarchy. Riot.
And if I was on the receiving end of that, if that call went for the Bruins, I would have been so unhappy because I would have known it would have been unfair. And you just tuck it in. Just tuck in the goal. And it's fine. Oh, this isn't the Raiders. I'm sorry. This isn't the 2002 AFC Championship.
Which started the dynasty.
Whatever year. Right,
it actually wasn't the AFC Championship. It was a divisional playoff. That was Tom Brady's first playoff game. But that started the Belichick-Brady dynasty was that
time. Oh, yeah, it would be ridiculous for New England sports fans to let something like that go, to say that the team was still good anyway. I understand the outrage at a call going against the Bruins. It's really, really founded and fair.
Well, we don't like it when it's against our teams.
Happens, so you're just fickle teams. Hypocrites. Just checking.
Yeah.
Checking.
Isn't everybody? Isn't everyone?
Not me. I think I'm pretty clear about that.
617-779-7937. Bill in Windsor Locks, Connecticut. What's up, Bill?
Windsor. How you doing, guys?
Hey, what's up, Windsor? Windsor. Windsor.
Hey, I have nothing against Brandon Flowers or the Killers, but they are not the best American band.
Someone just texted in that the Killers.
I'm coming from, all right? I've been around for a long time. My first concert was Procol Harum in 1974. My last concert was Trey Anastasio last week. Now, I know the jam scene is an acquired taste. I get that. But have you ever seen the Drive-By Truckers?
No. I never heard of them.
That is a great band. A great band. The Drive-By Truckers is happening. That is just a songwriting, the topical, the musicianship, everything about them.
I have seen Dead & Company twice. I've seen John Mayer with the Dead, so that could be any street cred.
Once you get into that scene, once you get there, bands like Moe and String Cheese,
String Cheese. I'm sure they
Polio.
Are. Sold millions and millions of albums and the headlining huge venues. 617-779-7937. That was one of those calls the other night. In spite of winning, it made you sick. It made you sick.
Oh, I was vomiting the whole night. My world was turned upside down. I got a call wrong against the Bruins.
Wow. Bob in Connecticut. Drellick is a D-bag. Go ahead, Bob.
That's correct.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good, Bob.
I wanted to talk a little bit about the second period the other night. It just seemed to me like the Bruins got brutalized. I was amazed that they won that game. There was more guys lying on the ice in that period than I've ever seen in a game this year yet.
It's a more physical team.
Okay, yeah. Bob, we have the Mike Milbury sound from that BS goal of Columbus the other night on NBC Sports Network along with Doc Emmerich.
Well, here's what happened on the Panarin goal. It did hit the netting. All four officials missed it. Right there, you're going to see it pop off of Rask, and it hits the netting right there. No doubt about it, and everybody is confused as to where it is. Bjorkstrand will track it down. Once Bjorkstrand makes a pass on this play to Panarin, then the war room and Toronto can no longer step in. If it had gone directly into the net after it went to Bjorkstrand, then they could call down and say no goal. But once a pass is made, the general managers have made it clear they don't want any interference from the war room.
Okay, so there goes right there, Bob. Why don't the general managers want any interference from the war room? You don't want to get the call right?
Yeah, they're listening to Callahan. They're just going to let him play it wherever it goes.
Right. What is this, the catwalk at Tropicana Field? I mean, Jesus.
Yeah, right.
Like, come on. By the way, do you hear that, what he said at the beginning there, Bob? Four officials, none of them can get it right. None of them.
No, I agree with you. I agree with you. That should be, that should go to the thing that.
Yeah. So, and it's like, Bob, I mean, the fact that it came down to that, we do have the Jason Whitlock sound questioning the street credibility of the Bennett brothers.
I don't like Michael Bennett. I just want to be clear. I think he's an idiot. I think he's a poser.
Putting that on the table?
I think he's a poser. I've seen this a million times. I don't want to put words in anybody else's mouth, but there's always the athlete in the locker room from two-parent family, never missed a meal, wants to be a thug in the worst way. It was one of my best friends at Ball State was that guy, and I loved him. He was one of my best friends, but always wanted to be a guy that was in a drive-by shooting and had a teardrop so he could tell everybody he was a thug. That's who Michael Bennett is. Great family, but he's a poser.
Oh, all right.
So, well, see,
that's who Michael Bennett is.
Honestly, this is one I don't want to chime in on because I don't know. It's a very strong accusation.
Listen, I'm just going by what Jason Whitlock said.
Well, that's all you need.
Well, I mean, Whitlock said it, so it is what it is.
We do the credibility rankings as high as it gets.
I mean, call him a poser.
I put Mark James 1, and I put Jason Whitlock 2. The Killers 3,
yes. And your Big Rush.
Big Time Rush.
Big Time Rush 4.
Eamon, before the show ends, if you don't come back with Music Sounds Better With You by Big Time Rush, I'm going to be very unhappy.
There's a different group who did it back in the 90s. They must have copied them.
Oh, such a good song. I can't believe the song didn't blow up. Oh. That's my cousin right there.
This might be the worst song I've ever heard. And that's really saying something.
Seriously.
That's my family right there. You're talking about my family? You're questioning my family, Whitlock?
How old is your cousin?
He's, I don't know, he's probably one of my 31, so he's probably like 26 now.
Yeah.
I was at his 21st birthday party in Vegas. Let me tell you, was a good time.
If I was his age, or if we were teenagers and he was in a boy band, he would get his ass kicked.
You would kick my cousin's ass?
No. He would get his ass kicked if he grew up where I grew up.
Why?
Just because no boy bands. That just doesn't work.
You're trying to say you're from a rough and tumble upbringing, Mark?
No, what I'm saying is that this is no. All right, stop with the music. That's
such a good song.
You know what he kind of sounds like?
Derek Johnson, the all-time leading tackler in the history of the Chiefs, with a touchdown for Kansas City.
Steven Winchester, you're up next. What's up, Steve?
Yes, how you doing, guys?
Good, Steve.
It's the same thing in the Toronto series. A lot of bad calls against the Bruins. I just think that everybody's sick and tired of seeing Boston teams win.
Steve, you know what? As somewhat paranoid and hyperbolic as that might sound, I think you might be right.
You think the fix was in on that goal?
No. I think there's a part that there's been a lot of calls that have gone against the Bruins in this series.
No, it's not just that call, just everything against Toronto and everything.
Yep.
Calls that they've always made like a bad call at a wrong time for Toronto to get a goal. I just think that they're just sick and tired of seeing the Patriots, the Red Sox, just Boston teams winning.
Yeah,
that could be right.
I'm sorry. I'm not buying that conspiracy.
Steve, tonight, if Tuukka has another stand on his head performance, Bees will win, and Bees will go up in the series, and which would be great. Absolutely phenomenal.
Absolutely. I mean, I have to admit, I mean, Tuukka's always known, you know, he always lets that easy goal in. He's been playing out of his mind.
No. I am not a Tuukka fan, Steve, and I will tell you, he has been, other than a time here or a time there, you got to stick with him. You got to go with him. I'm not going to give him the hook and go with Halak yet. But I'm going to tell you, Pastrnak is, like, I don't know if here's, you know what the thing that bothers me the most about Pasta, Steve?
What?
That he can take a licking, But he doesn't give it back. He just continues to take it.
Is he healthy?
I don't know.
Yeah, he plays the puck. He does.
You remember the other night, he took that hit. Who was it from? Duchesne? Or was it I don't remember who he took the hit from the other night. And then he scored the goal after he took that decapitating hit. And it's I just give it back. Be tough. You know, this is hockey. Look at Brad Marchand. He's 5'9" and a quarter, but he's one of the, when I look at, a guy that I got into it stuff when he used to come on my show every week in Charlotte, but he was tough and he was crazy in the NFL. Steve Smith, Brad Marchand, Steve Smith. He's the Steve Smith of the NHL.
Does Steve Smith make really bad choices in important moments?
Yes, he did.
I don't know. You go ask him.
Yeah, he has.
Then he's Brad Marchand.
And he sucker punched two teammates. He got arrested for sucker punching one
of them. Ice up, son.
And he's Brad Marchand.
Ice up, son. Ice up. So there's that.
What?
Oh, yeah. Him and I went at it. Him and I. Do you have when he called in the show? Do you have when I called in the show, Eamon, and him and I went at it?
Sit in your chair and shut up.
Oh, no. The long version. And when I told him, well, I'm not going to shut up, Steve, because it's my show. So I went at it with him on that one.
Good for him for at least having the ability to take it back and forth.
Do you know he threatened Wiggy after a Patriots-Ravens playoff game about 5 years ago? He threatened Wiggy.
A long deserving of being a wide receiver.
First of all, universally accepted is not his resume. Ricky Pro has everything you and I don't have, which is a Super Bowl ring, which is longevity. Ricky Pro has played longer in the NFL.
Than anyone. A lot of people.
Mark, than you have been in radio and been successful.
Right. I agree with that. But can you
understand? You don't have to agree with it.
Okay.
The proof is in the pudding.
Okay,
Ricky Pro is not a universal decision. He is the best.
I agree. Well, I'm just telling you. I think it's a great promotion. But can you understand the fan standpoint that, you know, Mike Shula being promoted is underwhelming?
For you.
For everybody, Steve. What is this guy's been a failure in Tampa and Alabama? It's a bad move. It's a bad move. I mean, I don't know. This is the reason why this franchise has not made the playoffs 4 years in a row. You promote from within.
First of all, you need to lower your voice.
Okay.
That's what you need.
Well, it's my show, Steve, so I'm not going to lower my voice.
Okay. I suck up for myself.
More than Josh Rosen did to Steve Smith. That, you know, I mean, he's a tough guy. He'd kick my ass in 3 seconds. But, you're not going to tell me to lower my voice on my
Let's
show.
Let's say Josh Rosen was still on the roster come training camp time.
You know why he won't be on the roster? Because he ain't got enough heart to be on that roster. He got to go out there and work his ass off. He don't want to work. He wants something given to him.
Based on what? Where's that coming from?
Yeah, I don't know.
What? Because Josh Rosen, what about Josh Rosen says he doesn't want to work?
I got to admit, if I was Josh Rosen and you drafted me in the top 10 last year and you told me I was your franchise quarterback and a year later you took another quarterback, number one overall, I'd be pissed off too. Who wouldn't be?
First of all, you need to lower your voice. Okay.
I think that's a strange request. If anything, I think Mark James speaks too low. A little more emphasis. I know you haven't been doing radio as long as I have, Mark.
No,
you want
to
speak up. You want to emphasize your words. Right. Make sure they get across your listeners.
Right. Yeah, I've been hosting a show for a couple years like Rich Keefe. 617-779-7937. Your phone calls after an award-winning trending right now.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
903. Now back to James Andrelic on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
This should be, what do you call it?
Reviewable.
Watch this here. This can hit the net, and this should be a little mic. Now, look, it goes up in top, and they score on this goal here. 2-1 is a lot different than 2-0, believe me. And they score on that, and they tell this here. And I was thinking, now, no way that should. You mean four guys miss it, it goes up in the net like that?
And it kills my theory of the white mesh, because I always said white netting, you do see it.
But one time, and you remember back in Tampa in Edmonton,
Carolina.
Watch this here. Where is it?
Carolina.
Carolina, same thing. Watch Edmonton. Watch
something against
Now watch Raleigh. This here. Now watch the players look up. You hit it, and it's black netting. You can't see it. Nobody sees it there.
Don freaking Cherry. Mark freaking James. Evan Drellick.
I appreciate the enthusiasm.
Don Cherry's the best.
I'm here with Evan Drake.
Can we hear that again? I'm here with Evan Drake.
I'm here with Evan Drake.
Not a memorable last name.
Evan Drake.
I'm here with
Evan Drake. Been a hell of a winter, let me tell you. Hell of a fall. That was the World Series parade.
Oh man. I'm here with Evan Drake.
Can I tell you, I don't miss being out at the ballpark. Maybe at some point I will. I really don't.
I was there last week. I had a good time. I will tell you. Can I just?
Did you stick around for the game?
I did. I stuck around for the game. I did. It's the whole game.
You went to the press box? What'd you do?
I was sitting next to Brad Folks.
You have a Fenway Frank.
I did.
From Melvin Drellick.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah. Please. That's what we do here, I think.
They were, for the first time in my life, underwhelming.
A hot dog?
The two that I had last week, they were underwhelming.
Boiled or grilled? Are they all grilled there?
I don't know.
To me, the difference in the ballpark hot dog is if you're getting it from the guy walking around with the hot dogs.
Yeah, those are.
I'm all about supporting them. Always tip the vendors. People don't do this enough. You always tip the vendors when they're walking around with the stuff. But they're carrying it in hot water. I want my hot dog grilled.
No, yeah, it was. And I texted a friend of mine who works at ESPN, Sean, and I said, man, I showed him the Fenway Franks. I said, nothing like Blackie's hot dogs in Cheshire, Connecticut, man. Blackie's is the best.
It's like a hot dog stand?
It's a place that's been there for 100 years, and they make their own mustard and relish, and they are phenomenal. And I've never had a better hot dog in my life.
Mustard and relish comes to you every mustard and relish is the Saturday morning show.
Oh, yeah, right? Mustard and relish.
That's right.
Mustard and relish. Oh, it was good to hear Larry Johnson back on the air today.
It's great
though.
To see him, too.
But got to step up the game. I was, and here's another thing, too. And a big thing on this. Had issues when I was down in like you need to have spicy mustard, not the yellow kind.
Evan Drellick.
You need to have the spice. No,
what is that from?
Couldn't even tell you.
That's a deep cut.
I'm talking Golden's mustard or what
Golden's. Golden's. You think it's Golden's?
Whatever.
It's a U, isn't it?
G-U-L. Golden's. Whatever. Golden's. You know what I'm talking about. It's semantics here. They need to have the spicy brown mustard. There was no spicy brown mustard I could find anywhere.
And that's inside of Fenway Park?
Yeah. So next time what I'm going to do is I'm going to go to Panera Bread, get a couple spicy Gouldens, spicy brown mustard packets.
Why do you go to Panera?
Because they have them there. You idiot.
You need your mustard free. You can't just get a thing of mustard
walking
to Cumbie's after this.
No. Oh, they might have that. I need the Golden spicy brown mustard. I'll bring it into Fenway and then I'll be good.
You're not a great Poupon guy? I wouldn't think so. That's not really your
Blackie's
image.
Hot dogs in Cheshire, Connecticut. Go there and thank me later.
What do you put on your dog besides mustard? Just pure mustard?
The mustard and relish and I, not to name drop here, but Chris Berman.
Not to name drop. Mark James would never name drop. Let it be known. He's a humble man who doesn't want to brag about his friends.
But Chris Berman was
the
one who recommended that to me. And I told him, I said, you know, they have Hunt's.
He just probably wanted you to leave him alone.
I said they have Hunt's ketchup, and Hunt's is like ghetto ketchup. It sucks. He goes, you don't need the ketchup. He goes, just do it with the mustard and the relish. And
my roommate brought home Hunt's. Recently, ran out of ketchup.
Oh, it's awful.
And it tastes sweeter to me than Heinz.
It's got to be Heinz. Heinz or bust.
I'm a Heinz guy.
Heinz all the way.
Hellman's for your mayo.
Yeah, and no, Heinz, Boar's Head. Boar's Head mayo for me.
You get weirder by the moment, dude.
Brendan in a car is up next. Brendan wants to talk about the Celtics. What's up, Brendan?
Hey, Yayo James. What's going on, buddy?
Oh, come on. I'm not Yayo James.
I'm just kidding. Right. I just want to give you some credit, though. I think some of the things you say are absolutely moronic, but you are funny and entertaining.
Thank you. I try to be,
hey,
Brendan.
Hold on, Mark. Hold on. Last week you said Stevens doesn't know when to call a timeout. Third quarter, 3 minutes left last night, two-point game. It was a two-point game, 3 to 4 minutes left. I think transition 3, 5-point game. Timeout right there. You need one. Next thing you know, it's an 11-point game.
Yep.
With 2 minutes left in the third quarter. They never even came close to cutting it back.
No.
I mean, I got to give you some credit, man. I was screaming at my TV. I'm like, call a damn timeout. Help coach at a local school here. And, you know, it's pretty pivotal in this sway of game of runs. You know,
they always say that about the NBA. It's very similar to your local school coaching. Absolutely.
It's basketball, Drellick, and you can shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I like it, Brennan. By the way, Brennan, you are the call of the day for that one. Thank you.
No, I mean, he doesn't know anything about basketball.
No, I know he doesn't.
Oh, I know something.
Maybe Gam can call in, huh?
Yeah, we got a listener here.
Brennan, you can call in anytime, dude. You're awesome.
I'm just kidding, Drellick. I like you too, buddy, but you don't know nothing about
it. Brennan, can I ask you one question before you go, you're giving reviews?
What is your
assessment of Stale?
Of what?
Of Stale Arnold.
Stale Arnold? I kind of like that one, James.
All right, well, what's your assessment? You big fan?
It's gone.
What a bunch of whining, kvetching.
No. I'm waiting for Brennan. Brennan's there. Go ahead, Brennan.
Nope.
Now he's gone. Yeah.
Click. Why? What's your campaign against Dale Arnold?
7-7-9.
Don't you work with him on Nesson, too? This is a duel.
No. It's all good fun. You know, I told you this. I said this on Mutt and Callahan last week, right? For those of you that didn't hear it last Wednesday. Okay,
will you forgive me if I didn't listen every minute of it?
Okay. Well, I said that I'm coming out with a new book. It's called Me and Kyrie. And the book it's about me covering the Celtics the last couple of years. And, you know, we've had some entertaining, as you heard, me and Kyrie getting into it about what's your confidence level in this team. And the publishing company said, if I sell 8 books, they will greenlight a sequel. And I said, why 8 books? And they said, well, you can sell one more than Dale.
Oh, God. Oh.
And he didn't like that one. But, you know, I got to tell you, I will say this. Hey, Drellick, I got an issue with my coffee table. And Eamon, I got an issue with my coffee table. It's a little tilted. So if you could get me one of Dale's books, we could even it out. It would come in just handy for me.
Drop the mic.
Can you do that? Can you, Drellick?
You are unhinged, dude.
Oh, no.
You're a raving lunatic.
No, I know. I'm just...
Nah.
You know, I just need one of those books.
I think a book called Me and Kyrie is good for you because we haven't heard enough about Mark James. We don't really know that.
No.
You know, if you weren't listening, you would never know. And even if you were listening, that you had a past radio career, that you were in Atlanta,
Charlotte,
that you've talked
Tampa.
To other athletes before. It's stunning how little we know about Mark James.
You know, CBS Sports Radio, Jim Rome. We don't. You know,
you should really take the opportunity to share yourself with the world more. That's what we're missing.
Well, you know what's funny? When I did my first show here back in 2017, in April 2017, it was sort of like a tryout show.
That's what I did too.
And Jet Stryer, who used to be here. Remember Jet? Obviously, Eamon, that was your boy, Jet Stryer.
Very chatty.
I remember Jet.
Yeah, okay. Jet goes, why don't you talk a little bit more? He said this to me, and maybe that night I didn't, and maybe I took his advice a little too much. He said, you didn't really tell the audience enough about yourself. Talk more about yourself. I said, I have no problem doing that, Jet. No problem whatsoever.
And Jet has long been known around these parts to have been the guiding force of strong radio. So
always better than you.
You take Jason Whitlock's advice, you take Jet Stryer's advice, and you're on your way.
You're doing great. Did him and Evan, not Evan, Alex.
Right Reamer, in front of you, dude.
No. Alex.
Oh,
Reamer.
You're confusing me and Alex.
No. Him and Reamer
Let's
got.
Let's explore that a little bit.
Him and Reamer
shall
got
we?
Into an arm wrestling match. Was that true? Did that happen?
I don't think so.
No, that's what I heard.
Station mythology.
And I told Jet, if you lost to Reamer, then you suck.
Those are two of the weakest people on Earth.
Oh, I know.
Reamer seems like he's pretty fit.
Yeah, he lost.
Skinny fit.
Did you see the race between him and Wiggy? Wiggy, who carries a lot of LBs, beat him.
Yeah, but Wiggy's a professional athlete.
Yeah, he was. He was. Yeah.
I would hope Wiggy.
I was impressed with
him. No, he can move much more than I think you
would
thought.
He could move, man. And it was, man, that dude can move. Now, if we got to get.
Can he move a needle on a rating?
Yeah, I don't know about that. Like I said about Wiggy, I'll say it again. I like Wiggy. Wiggy on the rating. And it was like.
Well.
It's like Mutt and Jerry. Like, Wiggy was the new toy there at the end of January going into the Super Bowl. Like, oh, Wiggy's going to come on the private plane. I'm like, wait till you see this. I'm like, wait till the expiration date comes. Like, what do you mean? I go, watch. Wiggy's like fast food. You get, you're drinking all night. You come back from the bars. You're starving. There's a drive-through window at McDonald's open. You get that extra value meal. And it tastes so good. It's awesome. You go back 2 weeks later, you're like, man, I remember how great that extra value meal was. You go back, upset stomach,
And the next time you get the runs, it's like, Wiggy's good, but in moderation.
Where do we go with this intellectual conversation?
You know what I mean? Wiggy's good, but in moderation. It's like, you know, I don't know how much depth is there. I don't know what you can do.
Scribini's.
When I think of Mark James, I think of depth first and foremost.
Oh, there's
that is
no
the
doubt.
First word that comes to my mind.
M-A-R-C. Well, and you know, you can't spell charisma or charming without the letters M-A-R-C.
Good Lord. This man is insane.
Final segment. Coming up next, 617-779-7937. And for all you people who think that Pearl Jam is the greatest American band, Kurt Cobain has been dead for 25 years, and Nirvana is still a better band than Pearl Jam ever was. I'm dropping the mic on that one. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Now back to James and Drellick on Boston Sports Station, WEEI.
James and Rumson, what's up, James? James, you got to turn your radio down. What's up? All right, give him a chance. Let's go to Ryan in Monroe, New York. What's up, Ryan?
What's up, Mike?
What's happening?
I saw your opinion on why the Mets won't sign Keuchel. I'm kind of confused.
First of all, do you know what he wants?
I mean, who cares what he wants?
You have to pay Wheeler, you have to pay Syndergaard. To not care what he wants is pretty dumb. Steve,
Mike Francesa, we're looking for one particular one. Here's the one that they're. Oh, this is so funny. He gets so mad at this.
Rich in Staten Island, what's up, Rich?
Mike, how's it going?
Good. What's happening?
You know, the rumors are flying today with the Giants quarterback. How come no one's talking about them taking Jason Giambi?
I could tell the guy was going to make a dumb joke by his first utterance of his first word. I didn't want to hang up on him because I didn't want to, you know, act that way. But I could tell by the nervous quiver in his voice what was going to come. It's just amazing how I know. I just know right away. Nick joins.
Oh, man. Oh, it's too funny. Oh, there's one from last week which was just... I've never heard something like this.
I heard that one, too. It was great.
You did? Yeah.
Guy calls up.
Yeah, no, don't. We'll hopefully get it.
All right, Eamon will find it.
Yeah.
You've been doing the morning show a bit. We got 5 minutes left we can talk about.
Yeah,
this.
Yeah. Morning show's been doing, it's been fun.
I haven't had me in a couple weeks. It's almost like I've fallen out of favor. I think you replaced me.
No, I don't think so.
I get under Jerry's skin. You know, he's old, he's cranky, he likes one world view, you challenge it.
Then why is Reamer on?
Yeah, good question. I guess Reamer's more in the flow than I am.
I also
have been doing a lot of nights, and I think they realize that if they have me in morning after a night, it's not a good plan.
Because
I usually won't sleep.
Yeah. No, it's...
Can't do radio and no sleep.
No. It's not good. No, that's a bad... No, it's been fun. I mean, I had a good time. Here's my thing. I'll put my talent of ability against anybody in this market, period. I'm not going to...
I think you lack confidence.
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to... You shouldn't be so hard on yourself.
I'm not going to you know, pine for, like, Wiggy's openly begging for the third spot in the morning show.
He's got the third spot on the Sunday morning show.
Right.
That's all he
exactly.
needs.
Exactly. I'm not openly pining for
That's
it.
A pretty good pairing, isn't it?
I
Bradford, all Reamer, right. and Wiggy. It's kind of a fun grouping. They get one right occasionally.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. Here's the call that we were looking for.
I mean, they'd love to get out from under that contract, but it didn't happen. Mike in Loudonville. What's up, Mike?
Mike, give me a call back, will you? I can't talk to you right now.
All right. There's a guy who, I guess, dreamt about doing that for a long time.
Can we hear that again, Amy?
We
got to
hear that again.
Mike in Loudonville. What's up, Mike?
Mike, give me a call back, will you? I can't talk to you right now.
It's pretty good. It's pretty good.
All right. There's a guy who, I guess, dreamt about doing that for a long time.
This is now a sport in New York. Up and getting Francesa pranks.
Yeah. He gets so angry and irate.
This man takes a lot of pride in his work. He's always on the mark.
Don't waste my time, please.
Yeah. There was a string of callers one time that called in. They were bagging on him because he fell asleep on the air with Sweeney Murdy. And he didn't realize that a caller goes, Mike, you know, NFL Network, they got to have more games. He goes, no, he goes, they got to do like the NBA with Akeem the Dream and Eric Sleepy Floyd. And then finally Mike's producer goes, but he let this guy go on for about 35 seconds. He goes, I know what you're doing, you fool. And like, he got all mad because he at first he goes, no, they got games. And I goes, no, but we need Akeem the Dream and Sleepy Floyd.
It's unfortunate how the mighty can fall occasionally. You think Francesa would come up here?
No. What's sad though is to hear where he's at now. To hear because
he's still entertaining though.
He's very entertaining, but he lost in the book and fine, whatever. It still was close.
Still a big book.
It's still a bit. No, I know. But he watching him now. I mean, it's like Charles Barkley on the Rockets. It's painful. Emmitt Smith on the Cardinals. I mean, Willie Mays on the Mets. Like, whatever. Take your pick. Jack Clark.
I don't think it's quite that bad. Willie Mays on the Mets is always the one people go to, and rightfully so. But Francesa is not at that point yet. He's not what he once was, but he's not nearly. You know, this isn't somebody who's getting, say, tripled up
in
a book.
No, not that. It's just, but his, let's just fundamentals, his execution, his performance.
You can't hide anymore. This is, you know, well, people are keeping track of everything you say. You can't hide if you're Francesa.
No.
You can't be wrong and then expect people not to call you out on being wrong.
Right.
And also, his tweeting, not good.
No. And the app thing was a failure. The app
thing. Is it done?
No, but it's been a failure. He charged people almost as much as Netflix charges for a month subscription. It's like, Mike.
Sounds like your money's spent. Another real good joke.
Yeah. Did people call him up going, hey, Mike, I love the calamari. He goes, you know, your app's good, but I'm a big fan of calamari.
I want the Capri's. The Capri salad.
Capri salad. Mike, I got to tell you, I'm a big Caesar salad guy. What about you? He gets so mad.
As Italian could be.
I'll tell you what. You get to meet a lot of people in this business when you're doing this. We know Mark James, you met a lot of people.
Right.
One of the cooler things I've gotten to do was go on with Russo in studio. That was pretty high
up. Is that Sirius?
Yeah. Okay. That was Sirius and MLB Network. And I actually did the last MLB Network hit I did a couple weeks ago was with Russo from Fenway. But
good for you.
That's cool for a New York City sports nerd, baseball nerd, whatever I am.
Now, when's the next time you head back to the city?
Good question. That's a good question. I'll figure that out.
Taking about a trip maybe, sometime.
You want to carpool together?
June?
You're not driving. And we're not stopping at a hotel to catch the finale of The Sopranos. Weirdo.
Lickety lick. Lick, lick, lick.
Earlier in the show, Mark James says the finale of The Sopranos, he walks into a hotel.
Yep.
Has no intent to take a room. It's the night of the finale. And he asks the people in the lobby to tune a TV to HBO so that he can watch it, even though he has no intent of staying at that hotel.
Oh, hey, by the way, the breaking news here, and I say that facetiously, Eamon, from the 860, here we go. Can we have the breaking news thing, Eamon? Do we have the sound?
Eamon.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Okay. Breaking news on WEEI. Go for it.
Here we go.
Why do you need the drop?
This is breaking news with Dale and Keith, brought to you by...
Oh, Dale and Keith. Oh, wow. Wow. Dale and Keith. All right, here we go. All right. Dale loves to lead from the text line. This says 860. Wiggy is going to be permanent. I've inside info. He's going to have a big part on the station from the 860. There it is. Breaking news, man.
Right, that's up. What we did breaking news for?
Good, yes. Good for you, Eamon.
Yeah.
Good for you stand up on that one.
And by,
good
make,
for you.
And make sure you put you lower before we get to the Dale and Keith next time. You know?
Wow. I don't know what is happening here.
Don't call for the breaking news sounder ever again.
Eamon and Mark James are at each other's throats, and this has been a great show.
No, Eamon's good. Eamon and John Anderson do great jobs.
Text line is 37937.
Yeah, we got that, Dale. All right, listen. Good working with you. It's good
it's
to be back. We'll be back.
We've got a lot more ahead of us.
We do. I don't know how much more, but we do have a lot more, right?
It's we're growing by the day.
Yeah. Look forward to next week. Who knows? You never know. I mean, Trellick and James could be a staple. Next week could be our last show together. You never know.
Life is full of weird twists and turns.
Amen. Thank you. And good to see Larry Johnson back as well. Good to see Larry Johnson back in good health and with mustard every Saturday morning.
Take a bow!
Take a bow. And don't forget about Cowie Leonard. Cowie. You can't forget about Cowie Leonard. I love Larry Johnson. There's nothing, the only thing funnier than listening to Francis of Prank Calls is listening to Larry Johnson butcher names.
There's Cowie Leonard. Kawhi Leonard.
Kawhi Leonard. try harder.
He called the New Orleans Pelicans the Penguins. Oh, that was, it's just the beats go on and on and on.
I still
on.
Don't know if it's Giannis or Giannis, but
he makes Bradford look like an English professor at Harvard. It's just hilarious.
Mumbles Bradfo?
Oh, Bradfo show.
Now he's going to be mad at me for that.
Oh, no. You and I have offended a few people here today.
I don't know what you're talking about. I bring the nuance. You bring
our
the flamethrower.
Our poop doesn't stink.
Yeah. All right, Eamon, we appreciate everybody calling. Everybody listen. Go Bruins tonight. Let's get it done and take control.
Go team.
Go Bruins. We'll see you next week. Trellick and James.
They always say that about the NBA. It's very similar to your local school coaching. Absolutely.
It's basketball, Trellick, and you can shut your mouth.
Oh, yeah. I like it, Brennan.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!